So good morning then, and welcome back to Thought for the Day. Today we're going to be looking again at the series that we're doing on Joshua, and we're in chapter 2 and we're looking at verses 1 to 7. Let's pray before we begin. Loving Father, as we come to you this morning, we ask, Lord, that you would open the eyes of our understanding as we look at your word. We pray that you'd speak to us through it. We ask that we might be those that take on board what your word tells us, and Lord, that we would be those that get excited about the things of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask it for his praise and glory. Amen. So Joshua chapter 2 and verses 1 through to 7. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim. "Go look over the land," he said, "especially Jericho." So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, "Look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land." So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab: "Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land." But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from." At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them." But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax that she had laid out on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. So then, as we join Joshua today, we find him camped at Shittim. The last time the Israelites were here, things went very badly for them. Balaam was hired by the Moabites to curse Israel, but you remember that he could not do it. So the Moabite women went out to the camp of Israel and prostituted themselves and drew the Israelites into worshipping false gods. They had been close to the promised land before, so had been in a similar situation before. And on that occasion, spies had been sent out to bring back reports of the land. And 8 out of the 10 spies that were sent out came back and in unbelief gave a report that basically said that God couldn't give them the land. So the big question then, as we come to Joseph at this point in his life, is will it be any different for him and for the people that he is leading? Will they fare any better this time? Well, it doesn't look too promising, actually, when we read that Joshua sends out a couple of spies into the land to give a report of how well defended it is. And the first thing that we are told as those spies go out is that they make a beeline for a brothel. Well, surely the same mistakes can't be about to be made again. Will the people never learn is perhaps where we would ask the question. Well, it can feel a bit like that in our own lives, can't it, at times? We seem bound to fall into the same hurdle time over again. We keep falling at the same thing. We don't learn our lesson and we don't move on. So is this going to be the same situation here with Joshua? Well, we praise the Lord that it doesn't appear to be that way. We discover that, though, as we continue to read on, that this time the spies have a good explanation for going to Rahab the prostitute's house. The king of Jericho has somehow got wind of the fact that they are in the land, and at a loss to know what to do, they aim to hide. So they go into Rahab's house, presumably because lots of people were going into Rahab's house, they go to hide. Now, these men are taking a huge risk. The women, if you remember, were the ones that got Israel into trouble last time. And so here they're going into the house of a woman, a house of a prostitute, and they're hoping that things will be different. Well, this is where the unexpected happens. Rahab goes out of her way to hide the spies. It might be that Rahab was in the habit of hiding those who were running away from the law, so she might have, it might not be the first time that she'd hidden somebody under the flax on her roof. But I suspect that it was the very first time that she had ever committed treason doing it. So Rahab puts her own life on the line to protect two strangers who are agents of the enemy, certainly in her king's eyes. Now, why would anyone do that? Why would anyone put their life on the line for seemingly someone who is in opposition to them. Well, we aren't told in our verses today why Rahab does that, but I'm sure that Tony will bring that up tomorrow as you listen to his thought for the day. Well, Rahab's unexpected behaviour does, however, remind us of two things. First of all, it reminds us of Jesus Christ, who went further and actually gave his life for those who are his enemies. Romans chapter 5 and verse 10. For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? So here is the understanding that Jesus laid down his life for those who wanted nothing to do with him, who were opposed to him. So we, when we were sinners and were without Christ in the world, we were against him. Our whole lives were in rebellion to him. And yet Jesus willingly went to the cross in our place. And those that come to understand what Jesus has done find forgiveness, find that they are brought into his family. They find that they are filled with the Holy Spirit and are able to live in the power of Jesus' risen life. So we praise the Lord for that. So Rahab points us to that by her actions. But also, it reminds us that God in his grace often surprises us with help from unexpected places. So as we go about our day today, what we need to be doing is rejoicing in the God who loves us, a God who gave his life for us, who willingly laid down his life for us. And we should also be praising him that he is the God who surprises us in the ways that he helps us. Very often, completely out of left field, God can help us in amazing ways and using people that we would never expect. And so we should praise God for those things as we go about our day today. So let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, as we consider just how gracious you are, we thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died in the place of sinners, those who are in opposition to him, those who were his enemies. Lord, we thank you that he laid down his life in that way. And we thank you that Rahab points us to that through her actions. And Lord, as we think about these things, we thank you that you too are the one who provides for us and blesses us in many ways and on many occasions in many unexpected ways. And so we thank you for that. We pray, Lord, that you would bless us this day. We ask that we would know your presence and your help as we continue through it. In Jesus' name, amen.